97.9 The Heel, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Great.
I have a couple things to talk about, and I'm concerned that one of these topics is going to completely monopolize our trends time.
So you want to start with the other one?
Well, no. I figured we should start with the one that might stretch into eternity.
Okay.
Because if I want to talk about the other one, I want to talk about it more than just like, and here's this. So let's talk about the Devil's Tramping Ground.
All right.
Do you remember a couple years ago, a few years ago, however many years ago, when each of the staff members here wrote and voiced like a Halloween story?
Yeah, and so, one of them was about the Devil's Tramping Ground.
Well, yeah, like I had originally claimed that one, and I gave it up to do the Weird Ghost Highway.
Right.
Because I did a little bit of research on the Devil's Tramping Ground, and it was just impossible for me to be scared of it because it's been so thoroughly proven that it's completely boring.
But Weird Ghost Highway, there's still a chance.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Weird Ghost Highway, there's still a chance because it's not as concrete. It's stories. It's spooky things. Oh, man, maybe I saw something. Maybe there was a little ghostly hitchhiker who killed my brother's cousin's sister's former roommate. Like, this is easy. It's a circle where, quote, nothing grows. That's not even true anymore. Fun fact.
Are things growing in the Devil's Tramping Ground?
Because it's just a big natural salt deposit that's actually been shrinking over time. Like, the circle has gotten smaller over the centuries/decades. It's only like 20 feet across now.
This is great. This is just like the end of WALL-E.
Yeah, nature is healing. The devil has left. When people dropped off that fridge, it just stayed there, which huge respect for that particular kind of littering, I suppose.
I'm sorry, go back. What fridge, huh?
Oh, I'm shocked that you're not aware of this. So part of the Devil's Tramping Ground legend is not just, ooh, nothing grows here and it's spooky, or when it gets dark, you might see Satan. There's a piece of it that... Stop
Seinfeld
laughing.
All of a sudden.
Stop laughing and let me...
What is this tramping ground?
What's up with devils? It's just walking around.
All right, fridge.
So part of the legend is no object will stay in the grounds of the Devil's Tramping Ground overnight. At some point through the darkest hours of the evening, those items will be cast out of the circle because Satan does not want litter in his tramping grounds. And at some point, some enterprising person decided, hey, what if I put an appliance in the circle? Would Satan throw that out? So they hauled a fridge out under cover of darkness,
right.
Dumped a fridge in the middle of the Devil's Tramping Ground, and obviously it took a few weeks for someone to get a truck out there to remove the fridge, and the devil simply was not strong enough to move the fridge out of his tramping ground. But yeah, it's been explained, salt deposit, blah, blah, blah. All this is trends relevant because a movie is coming out called The Devil's Stomping Ground.
Uh-huh.
Which, couldn't you just call it a tramping ground? Couldn't you just been accurate?
No, because Mariah Carey couldn't get the trademark on Queen of Christmas, so she went with Devil's Tramping Ground instead. Now she's got the trademark on that, and you have to make the movie.
She's just collecting trademarks.
She's just collecting trademarks, yeah.
But I also didn't know that it was privately owned. It is privately owned now, so maybe that's part of why we had to call this movie Devil's Stomping Ground instead of Devil's Tramping Ground. Have you ever been out there? I mean, you're not supposed to. There's no way I would encourage that. It's private property. You're not supposed to visit without permission. But have you ever been out there?
No. I don't even know where exactly it is. Where
it's
is
in
it?
Bear Creek.
Okay.
Chatham. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, it is not far away at all. It's easily locatable, should you desire to do such a thing, and it carries much less danger with it than visiting Big Hole Road. Fun fact.
I mean, you and Victor did just do this real cool video project wherein you got in the van and went to cool spaces. I'm smelling a sequel.
Yeah? Just another entry in the series?
Just
getting
another
in the van and driving
into
places?
The series. Yeah, do it.
Well, I mean, I can promise one thing. I won't litter. I won't leave a fridge. I will take only memories and leave only footprints.
Cloven-hoofed footprints.
Cloven-hoofed footprints.
On the devil's tramping ground.
And maybe a little fridge.